Let's get this started. And, ladies and gentlemen, Chi-Fi Radio. It is Easter weekend, and, yes, it is time, first of all, for everybody that really should know, is to reflect religiously on this particular week. In some countries, which celebrates the La Semana Santa, or some other countries just celebrate the weekend, the Holy Thursday, the Good Friday, and the Easter Sunday. So, just remember, it's all about the man upstairs first, and everything else is secondary. So, with me right now, teacher extraordinaire, sometimes PIMP, Mr. Cortez. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, folks. How you doing out there? Happy... I guess happy Easter. Yes. Easter will be tomorrow. Yes. I'm trying to figure out how to say something. What's the pre-word for Easter?
Well, what's the pre-word for Easter?
Yeah.
I think it's pre.
true.
It might be pre, but that's fine. That's fine. You know, so happy bunny day to one and all. At the moment, Mr. GPS is indisposed. We hope to have him on soon onto the show, because definitely a couple of stuff that we'll have to talk with him about. But I'm going to get into something concerning this weekend. And of course, you know, not only it's a weekend to reflect religiously, but also for a few teachers, it's spring break time, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Happy spring break 2015.
All right. That's good. And guess where Mr. Cortez is going? I just had this feeling.
I'm going right to Miami, folks.
That's right. Miami. There it is. That's your theme song, sir.
Oh, yeah. I deserve every bit of it. I tell you right now, man, it's definitely a good time. Good time in the ever household spring break.
All right, so then, what have you? You've been to Miami, I guess, a few times, haven't you?
I've been to Miami one time. I've been to Fort Lauderdale a few times.
Okay.
So I have been down, and my wife, she likes to go down to Miami a lot with her sister. They frequently visit there.
Mm-hmm.
They might go like every year, every 2 years. You know, it's a good place. You know, I don't have no. Yeah, some places I tell people, yeah, I don't. If that's on your bucket list, Miami has to be on your bucket list of places to go.
I guess so. You know, and it's funny for me. I have not been to. I have been to Miami twice, both in the same place, the airport. Never saw shit from the outside. When I was little, when I went, actually, you know what? I'm sorry. That's probably three times now. When I was little, of course, you know, when I went overseas to you know, Colombia to visit the fam back in 83, 84. And then when, you know, my mom passed, went back again, went through Miami. Didn't do anything else. Hop planes here and there. And then when going to Brazil last year, I believe it was the same thing. I know that whole airport inside and out. So you can ask me anything about the airport. You call me the GPS of the Miami airport. You might as well just say that. I haven't had the dubious pleasure of stepping out of the airport, but maybe. I think I'll put it on my bucket list, as you said, Mr. Cortez. But I have to remember one thing, that you run Miami, sir. You totally run that place. I don't. I am not worthy. So
No. I know. not like that, bro. It's a place to visit, and that's all I do is visit.
It's visit, but you know what? They know you over there. Welcome to Miami, Mr. Cortez. Do you want the same room as usual?
Damn right.
So now, really, what is your itinerary?
I'm just going to relax, man. Relaxation.
Mm-hmm.
Probably go to a club or whatever,
Oh,
man,
sure.
just to see. Yeah, I don't know if it's like I gotta check the weather, man, to see if it's warm enough to even go out on the beach or anything.
Really? Let's just figure out what's the weather gonna be like on Miami. Better than here. Let's just put it that way, okay? It's gonna be better than here. So
I agree with you.
I would just go have fun. Don't question anything. Here's the one thing that make sure that you have with you. Keep your wallet with you all the time.
Oh, that's anywhere you go, man.
Oh, yeah, but I'm just saying here, not really to worry about, anybody trying to do a pickpocket on you or anything like that. What you got to worry about is, like, you hear that nice soft voice, "Honey, can we go down to that nice expensive part of Miami and shop?" That's what you have to worry about. Cancel all your cards, man. I'm telling you right now.
Nah, I usually keep up all my stuff, man. I do. You know, you have to.
Okay. All right. Well, either way, I mean, you definitely deserve to have fun down there. So just make sure you and the missus have a great time down there. But now we do have to get into another issue here. It looks like this whole race and derogatory comment issue is just getting out of hand. So we got another issue here. So soundboard, let's do it. We are heading to the University of South Carolina. The story goes is that there is a photo of a University of South Carolina student on a one of those little type of wet dry boards. There was a topic. It says reasons why University of South Carolina Wi-Fi quote unquote blows. Why do they have so many Wi-Fi problems at the university? And this woman, for the I don't even know how what was her thinking, but the first thing that came to her head, take a guess, Mr. Cortez.
Tell me.
The first thing that came to her head why USC is having so many Wi-Fi problems? Oh, it's easy.
Niggas.
Yes. Did you know that? Did you know that you caused Wi-Fi problems?
No, I had no idea that I caused Wi-Fi problems. I must be also the crackers also cause a lot of Wi-Fi problems too. So you're gonna spread the wealth around.
Spread
you're
the just, wealth.
Yeah, because man, maybe she should just get a better carrier. Maybe that might be the damn issue.
Maybe it could be that, but I mean, you know, this is she's talking more about the university than her own personal carrier system. But either way, we will dive into this story here. The South Carolina college student who said the N-word, or who wrote the N-word, were to blame for the campus's poor internet connection. So she has been suspended, the school officials have said. The University of South Carolina student is seen writing out a list of reasons, quote-unquote, why USC Wi-Fi blows. In a study room whiteboard, in a shocking Snapchat photo that's gone viral. Now, the other reasons, which really don't mean anything, obviously, incompetent professors, ratchets, overpopulated campus, parking, they're real minor things. But the racial slur tops the unidentified white woman's list, which also included everything else that I mentioned. Quote-unquote, racist and uncivil rhetoric have no place at the University of South Carolina, said by the school's president.
The unfortunate and disappointing act of a student in a study room has challenged Carolina University to reflect on the values and tell the world what we believe.
Mr. Cortez, what do they believe?
Well, I guess everybody can get it doesn't matter if you're intelligent or just plain old ignorant. You too can get education too from our university.
There you go.
But that's the thing on an application. They ain't gonna ask you an application. Are you racist, man?
You think maybe they should start doing that? I don't know.
Might as well. They did that, man. But people will lie on their applications, man.
Oh, you know, there's never any a spot of truth that really just comes out of that. Shoot, you might as well just say, look, do you wear a white hood? How many people would actually say yes? But, going on, the student in the photo who's not being named by the university, just so they won't get their ass whooped, or worse, also faces USC Code of Conduct investigations. And it's unclear if she will be expelled or not.
Probably won't, man. Everybody gonna be expelled.
Really?
I say that because she's not. I can see if she's like a major figure or she has some major clout at that university, man. They probably gonna just give her a warning and say you can't, or they gonna tell her you can't use technology on campus if you're gonna do this type of stuff.
Yeah, you could, but I don't know. I think they need to go further. I think they do. Because, you know, you're saying that, oh, well, it was wrong, but they're still going to represent us as a university by still being in our university. So, it's just, that's bad all the way around. But, go on.
Because if you, I mean, I've just been seeing the trends with this, man. Unless you have a lot of power within some of these institutions, they're not going to let you go. You know, because they feel as though that they just want to reprimand you and say, don't blah, blah, do it again. But if you're, like, if it was the president of that university that said that, oh, yeah, they got to go, man. They would have got fired.
Hell yeah.
No questions asked, because they're figurehead.
Yeah, big time.
This young lady, she's not figurehead, man. So she really, to me, don't have the, you know, for them to take her out wouldn't be, to for them to, like, tell her don't come back or put her out of the university would be kind of extreme.
Speaking of extreme, could this be? Yes, it is. Mr. GPS.
Yo.
Good evening, sir.
How goes it?
Oh, my God. You just caught us in a nice little racist ratchet talk.
Is that right?
Indeed. We were just talking about the University of South Carolina and this one Snapchat picture about the reasons why the UFC Wi-Fi blows. And you know what? I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Mr. Cortez. What do you think? All right, I'll give you the top five from 5 to 1. Number 5 was parking. Number 4 was overpopulated campus. Number 3 was ratchets. Number 2 was incompetent professors. And the number 1 problem, the reason why UFC Wi-Fi blows, is what?
He grows.
Oh! He got it! First try!
He did better than I did. That took me a while, man. It took me a while.
Tell me what you gon' do, act a fool. Somebody broke in and cleaned out your crib. Boy, what you gon' do, act a fool. Just bought a new pair and they scuffed your shoes. Tell me what you gon' do, act a fool. Now them cops trying to throw you in them county blues. Boy, what you gon' do, act a fool. Talking about gas, traps, cops and robbers. It's 911, please call the doctor. Evacuate the building and trick the pigs. Since everybody want a piece, we gon' split your wig. See some fools slipped up and overstepped their boundaries. You bout to catch a cold, stay the fuck from around me. Your peeps talking about what kind of shit's he on. You'll disappear like poof, bitch be gone. You think 12 gon' catch me? Give me a break. I'm supercharged with a hideaway license plate. It seems they wanna fingerprint me and give me some years. They'll only get one finger while I'm shifting gears. I got suede on my roof, wood grain on the dash, sheepskin on the rug, golden grain in the stash. Hydraulics all around, so I shake the ride. We go front, back, and side to side. Some punk just tripped up and made you spill your drink. Tell me what you gon' do, act a fool. Now your car just stopped on an empty tank. Boy, what you gon' do, act a fool. If you got late bills and you lost your job, tell me what you gon' do, act a fool. If you bout to get drunk and you ready to mob, boy, what you gon' do, act a fool. Let's take it to the streets, cause I'm ready to cruise. Just bought me and my cars off some brand new shoes. And the people just there, so I love to park it. And I just put a computer in the glove compartment. With my pedal to the floor, radar on the grill. TV in the middle of my steering wheel. It's my car's birthday, so we blowing them candles. More speakers in the trunk than my ride can handle. Got my name in the headrest, read it and weep.
Nas tank in the back, camel hair on the seat. And when I pull up to the club, I get all the affection. Cause the women love the painting, they can see their reflection. I'm about to take off, so F what you heard. Because my side mirrors flap like a fucking bird. And for the fools, we gon' clock one, then we'll pop one. Cause my folk riding shotgun with a shotgun.
You just got hustled for a wider cash, man. What you gon' do? Act a fool. Now your friends just smoked up your brand new stash. Say, what you gon' do? Act a fool. Now them girls up the block still running their mouth. Boy, what you gon' do? Act a fool. If anybody talk bad about the dirty South, tell me what I'm gon' do. Act a fool.
I got my eyes wide shut and my trunk wide open. Did donuts last week and the streets still smoking. See, I'm off the antifreeze and my car is tipsy. On the off ramp doing about 150. Rolling through East Pern on my way to Ben Hill. Slide a 5 to the junkie to clean my windshield. Got the whole crew riding and we starting shit. I even got a trailer hitch with a barbecue pit. And now all you wanna do is get drunk and pout. Plus your new name is Fire cause we stomped you out. And yeah, we blow trees and bees, that's fantastic. So girls, hold your weave while I'm weaving through traffic. I kick the fifth gear and tear the road apart. You'll be like Lil Jon Q and get a change of heart. It's one mission, two clips, and some triple beans. I'm about to blow this whole shit up to smithereens.
The potholes in the street just bent your rims. Tell me what you gon' do, act a fool.
Man, that ain't sticky, that's sticks and stems. Boy, what you gon' do,
act a fool. Catch your man with another bitch up in your bed. Ladies, what you gon' do, act a fool.
If the bottle's all gone and your eyes are red, boy, what you gon' do,
act a fool.
Going with this whole thing here, the student, like I said, the student in the photo who is not being named by the university, so she won't get her ass whooped, also faces USC Code of Conduct investigations, and it's unclear if she'll be expelled. This is the third such racially charged incident to occur on a college campus in the past week. Three Bucknell University students in Pennsylvania were booted for making racist comments during a March 20th campus radio broadcast.
Ooh.
Should us in the airwaves be scared of what we say? I'd be curious to know what they said. And of course, ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr. GPS calling from where?
The couch in the residence.
What?
RTA.
Wait a minute. You're not working tonight?
He tired. Okay. It's not like he tired, man.
You're not working tonight, right?
No.
What? Oh my god. I think I need a beer after that. Oh my god. But either way, Couchville, we thank you for joining us, sir. Now, the third incident that also happened was a Duke University student admitted to placing a noose on a tree. And he's no longer on campus, although disciplinary actions are pending and criminal charges are under investigation. So you got derogatory stuff on a broadcast. You got a top five that includes the N-word as the reason Wi-Fi blows. And a noose at Duke University. Can somebody tell me what the fuck is going on in this planet? GPS?
Hey, man, it is what it is. But, you know, racism has been alive and well in our country for a while. But, you know, now that the world has changed, it cannot be so, well, for a while, it just couldn't be so in your face. Now, it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people just cannot contain themselves. If there's a black man at the top of the food chain, it, you know, every day they wake up, it sickens them. They can't handle it. So it's out all over the place now. And now that you have the advent of Twitter and Facebook, and you know, people are just putting whatever they want out there in the name of free speech.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, with that, they're really saying what they feel.
Correct, correct.
But don't ever think that racism ever went away. No, it did not.
Oh, no, no. I don't even think that. That would be too naive to think that, but I'm like, damn, 3 in a week? Cortez, please, take us to church.
I just think we become very desensitized towards racism, so I think, man, people say whatever they want to say, man, and not get, like, really reprimanded for it at all.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing I'm realizing. Like, somebody can literally come up and call you a nigga, and, you know, it's okay. But I have to blame the music that's out there. Hip hop culture has somewhat permeated this bull that's out there, that it's okay to use the N word. It's okay to call somebody that word.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I get on my students about that, because I feel as though that just word nigga itself has some bad attachments to it.
Very, very much so. And please, our European friends out there, can you just explain to us, please, are white people going amok? Amok. What the fuck is going on? I mean, I don't know. Did something spark this year? I mean, are you still mad that the president is not who you wanted? I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. It's a pot that's too hot to stir, as I would say.
Up in your bed.
we do have to get into a new nominee, gentlemen, for 2015 for Hero of the Stupid. So, Soundboard, we haven't heard this in a long time. So, please, let us get the nomination for Hero of the Stupid going.
Hero of the Stupid.
You're an unbelievably stupid man, aren't you?
You stangano.
What? You heard me? You are a big dummy. Who are you calling a dummy, you big dummy? That's no drum. Him and bite.
All right,
Alrighty. Now, our Hero of the Stupid for 2015, so far, we don't have to look that far to find him. Well, what we do, we just go right into our own Illadelph. Our buddies at Philly.com told us that there was a master thief whose name that we will leave nameless. But this thief made a critical mistake after he allegedly robbed a woman of $140 outside of an Upper Darby Wells Fargo bank earlier this week. So the police department summed up the whole situation in a tweet that read like an Instagram. And they mentioned the person's name. Mr. So-and-so, good news! We found your wallet!
Found it?
They found his wallet. Yes. Now, the tweet continues on. Bad news, you dropped it at the robbery scene. Please turn yourself in. Thank you.
Wow.
Really? Really? Let's do this again. A tweet by the bank. It was like, you know, good news. We found your wallet. Bad news, you dropped it in the robbery scene. Please turn yourself in, dick. As of yesterday, the gentleman is still on the loose, wanted by police on charges that include robbery, simple assault, theft, and receiving stolen property. This Wells Fargo is located near Garrett Road. And where is that, GPS?
Hello, GPS.
Yeah.
He's still there.
He's still there. I think he's either waking up or he's taking a toast or something. I don't know. So just to give you a little more detail on this. The 60-year-old woman was using the ATM outside of the bank. She withdrew the $140 in cash, and this fool allegedly pounced on the struggling with the woman until he successfully wrestled away the money. So the guy took off, but his wallet stayed behind. And the police found his wallet, of course, with the ID inside, and matched it with the surveillance footage. And also with the eyewitness who identified him as the thief. Once again, dumb fuck. Mr. Cortez, bring it on home.
Well, man, I hate to say, a lot of these criminal activities that you normally see, man, is out of desperation. They don't plan these things out, man. They go out here and do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised by all that.
I mean, would you nominate him as the Hero of the Stupid for 2015?
Nah, because it's still 2015. It's not over with. There's still more to come, man.
That's true. That's true. But is he in the top like three?
It depends on creative. We're looking at creativity, man. We're looking at creativity about stealing and robbing people or whatever. You get yourself caught, man. It depends,
oh,
man.
Man.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. It's only. April right now.
Yeah.
It's only April. We're not even halfway through the year.
We have 8 months to go, but I think of him as a top candidate. So who knows? He might be this year's winner of Hero of the Stupid. So, Mr. GPS, are you there?
I am here.
Okay. Now, please let me get your commentary on this a dastardly thief.
Hey, there's really nothing to say on that one, man. I mean, damn. Really messed up.
Hell yeah. You, it's bad enough you struggle with a 60-year-old woman just to try to take the money from her hands. But in the meantime, you dropped your wallet.
Man, you got some cats that dropped the gun, man. You got some of them that literally dropped the gun, like, right there. just drop everything.
Yeah, but he didn't drop a gun. He didn't have a gun, but he drops his wallet, you know? But continue, GPS.
A $4 pack of pantyhose would have went a long way.
If he had his wallet with him, sure. But needless to say, his luck ran out. So I nominate him for probably going to be the 2015 Hero of the Stupid. What would you say, sir?
Hello?
There we go. Man, would you drop your mic?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Done with his homework in the meantime.
Oh, I apologize, sir. I did not know. Well, big ups either way. Big ups to Jaden. Do good on your math. Do good there. And
we're doing homework a little late, aren't we? Dang, it's like 9:18 at night, man. You doing homework on a Saturday night with that boy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Man.
What is it? Fractions? Trigonometry? Calculus? What?
Statistics.
It's what?
Statistics.
It's statistics? Wait a minute. Statistics? Really?
Yeah, man. They get them younger and younger.
Damn. Wait a minute, what grade is your son in?
Sixth grade
in statistics? Damn, good shit. Man, what was I doing in sixth grade? Never mind. You don't need to know. But either way, my point is, that is the hero of the stupid, Mr. Master Thief who leaves his wallet.
Coolest nigga, what? FNF up. I'm fearless, now hear this. I'm earless, and I'm peerless. That means I'm eyeless, which means I'm tearless, which means my iris resides where my ears is, which means I'm blinded. But I'ma find it, I can feel its nearness. But I'ma veer so I don't come near like a chicken or a deer. But I remember I'm not a listener or a seer, so my windshield smear. Here you stare, I really shouldn't be behind this. Clearly cause my blindness, the windshield is menstrual. The whole grill is roadkill, so trilling, so sincere. Yeah, I'm both them there, to both pills. When the bloke in the trench coat and the lokes in the cheer had approached him here, made it clear as a ghost. So a biter of the dopes in the mirror, the writer of the quotes for the ghosts, who supplier of the notes to the living. Rivets in his rosy, pockets full of posies, given to the mother of the deceased. Awaken that wall till I'm resting in peace.
You going over niggas' heads, Lou. They telling me that they don't feel you. We ain't graduate from school, nigga. Them big words ain't cool, nigga. Yeah, I heard me and vicious, nigga. Make a song for the bitches, nigga. We don't care about the weather, nigga. You'll sell more records if you.
And I'm mouthless, which means I'm soundless. Now as far as the hearing, I found it. It was as far as the distance from an earring to the ground is. But the door knockers on the ear of a stewardess in a leer. She fine and she flying, I feel I'm flying by. Cause my mind's on cloud nine and in the mind at the same time. Pimp see the wings on an underground king, who's also Klingon to infinity and beyond. Something really stinks, but I spinks like Leon. Or lying in the desert, I'm flying on Pegasus, you flying on a pheasant. Writer of the white powder, picker of the fire flower, spit hot fire like Dylan on Chappelle's skit. Yeah, smell it on my unicorn. Hey. Snort the white horse, but toot my own horn.
Hey. Sleep. You've been shedding too much light, Lou. You're making them wanna do right, Lou. They're getting self-esteem, Lou. These girls are trying to be queens, Lou. They're trying to graduate from school, Lou. They're starting to think that smart is cool, Lou. They're trying to get about the hood, Lou. I'll tell you what you should do.
And I'm brainless, which means I'm headless, like Ichabod Crane is. Or foreplay less sexist, which makes me saneless, with no neck left to hang a chain with, which makes me neckless, less like a necklace theft. And I ain't use my headrest yet. They said they need proof like a vest less chest. About the best fair FF jet in the nest, who exudes confidence and excess depth. Even Scuba Steve will find it hard to breathe around these leagues. My snorkel is a tuba, looter, ruler around these seas. West side beside him, chest high and rising, almost touching the knees of stewardess and the pilot. Lucky they make you fly with personal floating devices, tricks falling out of my sleeve.
ease, they be blamed. Make it rain, make a boat, I make a plane. Then I pull the plug and I make it drain. Hey. Until I feel like flowing and filling it up again.
Hey,
what's up?
You putting me to sleep, nigga. That's why you ain't popping in the streets, nigga. You ain't winning no awards, nigga. Robots and skateboards, nigga. GQ Man of the Year, G. Shit ain't rocking over here, B. Won't you talk about your cars, nigga? And what the fuck is Goyard, nigga? Make it rain for the chicks. Pour champagne on a bitch. What the fuck is wrong with you?
How can I get on the song with you? Look, B, here's my man, my two-way. What's out here? Take this. Look at that right there. Fuck my boy's talking about, nigga.
Nigga, you hot for me. I like you.
G, they told me I should come down, cousin, but I flatly refuse.
I ain't dumbed down, none.
Now, let me go to GPS here. Mr. GPS, along with doing some mathematics this evening, what is the itinerary for Easter?
Well, let's see. Tomorrow I will be performing at Canaan Baptist Church on...
Really?
House Lane at the last yet.
Well, there you go. Well, congratulations, sir. Yes. Once again, Mr. GPS will be performing. Be performing. And what's the name of the church?
Canaan.
Canaan.
Wow. Go ahead. Go ahead, Mr. GPS. He's performing.
Right. That's right.
Wow, man.
And you're
coming out of retirement. You're coming out of retirement, aren't you?
Uh-oh.
Well, how about it?
See?
Yeah.
Look at that. Greatness. It's just greatness right there. See, a lot of people came back.
Hold on.
A lot of people came back from retirement. You got Jordan that came back from retirement. You got a couple others that came back from retirement. So, you know, great things do happen. So we will definitely get everybody the information of where he will be performing at. And we also got to know the instrument that he's using.
Christopher, what's the GPS?
Government name.
Yeah, government name.
Mr. GPS will be performing at...
Canaan Baptist Church on...
Canaan Baptist Church, okay.
Old House Lane at Pulaski.
Hogan's and Pulaski. All right, right there in the heart of the Illadelph. Excellent, sir. And please, your instrument of choice...
I will be performing on euphonium. I don't know about anybody. Let's see. Daniel will be on violin. Ashley will be on viola, I believe, and Masha will be on cello.
Nice. We're going a little classical, aren't we?
We're gonna have some fun tomorrow. Yes.
I dig that. Right. Can you please make sure that you record that, please?
Please do, man.
Please, I want to see this, man.
Probably gonna put it up there.
See,
you haven't taken out your instrument in a minute, man.
I beg your pardon. Watch your mouth. Try to keep it PG, Cortez. I know you. Just because you're going to Miami, don't mean you gotta wild out right now. Damn. Such a fresh mouth.
That's why we got our sensors, man.
Sensors! Fuck the sensors! This is our show. But needless to say, your tool of choice, your instrument of choice, as you said, it's a euphonium, correct?
Yes.
Okay. It kind of reminds me of like a version of a tuba. Would that be correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Well, and like I said, I am very proud of you. Mr. Cortez is very proud of you. We definitely wish you good luck. And please, please make a video. Please have somebody make a video. I want to see this because we want to make sure we promote you and your super skills, sir. We got to get you out there, Mr. GPS. Come on now. Right now, it could be doing a church. Next thing you know, you're going to be hitting the Wells Fargo Center doing your own thing. Things can happen. Dreams can do come true, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are seven acknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness the eighth. Standing in the spotlight on showcase are 12 young men who have given you such tunes as the Grunt, Pastor Pease, Give Me Some More. Ladies and gentlemen, without no doubt,
These are the JVs.
Hit it. How? How you feel, brother?
Feeling good.
You feel good?
Feeling good.
Play so much bone, brother.
Yeah.
How you feel, man?
I feel all right.
I call your name. I don't want no people to know you're in here.
Yeah.
How you feel, brother?
Right.
Hey, yeah. Sure getting down. Look at him. Ha. We're gonna have a bunk.
Over there. Is that Maceo doing everything over there? Oh, yeah. Maceo.
come here quicker. Gotta get you quicker. Gotta get you. Gotta get you quick. And bring me that lipstick stick. Bring it home. Bring it. Bring it.
When you get down there. Give a big round of applause, brother Mesio. Look at him. How do you feel, brother? You know, if we went back to the key of L, what would you think of? Fred, what do you think of when we think of the key of L? Oh man, that's really groovy. That's groovy. Brother Mesio, brother, brother. Yeah, Lord. Now, what do you think of, brother, when you think of the key of F? F. And make it big, brother. Freedom.